Days passed. Weeks. Gavin was fed and given watered wine, but the guards who tended him never said a word, never answered a query, avoided eye contact. When one did accidentally meet his eyes, Gavin saw the worst thing possible. Pity. They thought Gavin was mad. Without his prismatic eyes, no one believed he was the prism. Without his drafting, without his regalia, without his blackguard escort, his impish imperial imperiousness seemed the struttings of insanity. Was what Gavin had woven in all those years of power so thin a veil? Is a man no more than his magic? Then one day, the door opened, and the new Kaba came in, bracketed by her Tefak Amagez. She limped a little as she came to stand in front of him. She waved the guards away.
You may be pleased to know we've come to an agreement.
We?
Irene and I. Your father and the two of us. We are going to sell you to him, after you've faced justice.
Justice? So you've come to wash my feet and begin begging how you might pay restitution?
Lies and illusions and bluster. But it was all he had.
You've assaulted the Nukaba. A drafter who assaults the Nukaba is punished by having his eyes burnt out. Everyone wins, even you win. With your eyes burnt out, your father doesn't need to know you lost your power. Irene wasn't going to go along with it until I pointed out that your father might deny that you were you. After all, without your prismatic eyes, what are you? Useless. That's what. Useless. You'll be gagged, of course. And in the very stadium where you killed so many, you will be publicly blinded, while people cheer. You always did so love a spectacle, didn't you? On the ship home, you'll be scrubbed and shaved and given a haircut and put back in clothes befitting your former rank. Your father has to accept receipt of you, of course. Has to accept that it's you. But I want you to know something. On that ship with you, there will be an assassin. A man loyal to me unto death. After you've been accepted, he will shout some nonsense about the color prince and kill you. Do you know how hard it is to stop an assassin who doesn't care if he dies? Your death is necessary, I'm afraid. It's my fault. I was careless. I spoke too freely earlier. I searched all our laws to see if I could cut out your tongue and remove all your fingers instead so that you wouldn't be able to tell him what I said. But there is no such punishment. Blinding will have to do. Do you know, it used to be quite common. Blinding drafters, that is. I think they had more drafters then. They said that if a man misused the light Orhulam gave him, he should be denied light altogether. That perhaps he would repent and not lose his soul. Tell me, Gavin, don't you agree that you've misused the light that Orhulam gave you?
Yes. Yes, I have.
There are instructions for how to do it. Hear this. Humanely. Because if you're going to put out a man's eyes, you should do it without unnecessary suffering, right? Apparently, it requires all sorts of strapping down. They used to build this machine, quite ingenious. Two pokers that could be adjusted to the wideness of each man's face. The tines heated glowing hot. A stop block so that eyes would be fully burnt out without piercing the brain and killing the blasphemer, no matter how to my trash. There are even instructions on what Luxon to use to prop the eyelids open. If you burn the eyelids, the blasphemers would often get an infection and die. You want them to live, not die of a fever. Well, how can they repent if they aren't in their right mind, right? They said they did both eyes at once because after losing one eye, a man's anticipation of the pain of losing the second was so great they'd often go mad. We, of course, have no machine. We'll do one eye at a time. I want you to think of one thing, Gavin Guile. That'll be the sound of your eyeball steaming as red-hot iron enters it. If you shout anything other than screams of pain, if you claim to be Gavin Guile, we'll shout you down and beat you for blaspheming and tear out your tongue. There aren't instructions in my scrolls how to do that, but I don't need them. I already know.
What happened to you?
I refused to merely survive.
You're the Nukaba. You're sworn to Orlam.
A dead faith that keeps rolling only from its own momentum. Men want to worship, and worshipping abstractions is hard. I give them something easier. Me. as you used to.
I never asked for men's worship.
Did you not? I don't even need the seed crystal to tell me that you're deceiving yourself. I have preparations to make. Just remember...